Several communities near the Cedar Fire are under pre-evacuation notices right now, and the Red Cross reports they've already hosted almost 100 families overnight at two shelters they've set up near the fire. At every shelter, people can come for medical attention, for a fresh meal, and to get a roof over their heads. But they can also come to get some emotional first aid during a disaster. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with one of the volunteers who's helping victims with their mental health needs at the Cedar Fire. And Lauren, where exactly were you able to reach him?
So I got a hold of Paul Ellis as volunteers were closing up the shelter in Snowflake and moving north to set up a new one at the high school in Holbrook. Ellis is the lead chaplain for the city of Maricopa and the Arizona State Representative for the International Conference of Police Chaplains. But when he's helping the Red Cross on a scene, he says he's just a volunteer. He does this kind of work here in Arizona and all over the country during natural disasters and in emergency situations. And I asked him to describe the work he's doing at the shelter right now.
What I'm involved in would be the mental health area, making sure that people just have somebody to tell their story to, sit down and talk with them and listen to them and encourage them, provide some support and maybe some a perspective that they're not being able to see during the time of a disaster. We're not there trying to analyze people. We're just trying to be there to encourage them.
And what kind of issues are people dealing with when they're in the middle of a disaster like this?
Most of the issues that they're dealing with is the unknown. They come in here, you know, they've left their belongings behind, depending on the circumstances. Everything they own, their possessions are sitting back at home and they're not sure if their house is going to be intact when they return. And it's the uncertainty of the future that most people are concerned about. And so you just try and redirect their thoughts to the fact that our first responders are doing the best job they can, and we're hoping that they're going to be able to go back to their house just as it was before.
Do they find comfort in that? Is it as simple as just needing someone to talk to?
Most of the time, it's just a time to provide some first aid in the emotional sense, and let them be able to express themselves. Most of those issues can be dealt with just by sitting down and just discussing it and being able to clear their mind of what is really concerning them. And then assuring them that their feelings that they're going through at that particular time are a natural response in an abnormal situation, because a fire is not a normal experience that we typically have. But the feelings that we do have as a result of that are a normal reaction to that abnormal situation. And a lot of the issues that people have today emotionally are because they don't know who to sit down and talk to, where to get a fresh perspective, and where to have somebody help direct their thought process to get away from a negative approach to perhaps a positive side of it and looking at the alternatives. It's almost like they become tunnel vision and they can't see either side. They're looking just in one direction. And our job is to help them see the whole perspective.
This must get difficult, though. Like, you're taking on so many people's problems and issues and hearing about those difficult things all day. Do you feel like you make a big difference while you're there?
I hope so. I'll give you an illustration. Up in the fires in Washington a year ago, I was at Okanagan, on the Okanagan fires. And I would work from about 8 o'clock in the morning till about 11 o'clock at night, and people were lined up at the door wanting to come in and sit down and just talk. And those people, it was as a result of that fire, it was pulling up other issues in their life, some of them marital problems, some of them, you know, any number of issues. And I was able to sit along with the team that I had there with me. We were able to sit and provide some encouragement, some counsel, some direction. Some even marital counseling in the midst of the turmoil, because this, the situation that they were in, ignited something that was deep down that had never been resolved. And so then they come back and they send you a letter later on, or a thank you note saying, thank you, you helped us, our lives are back on track, or thanks for the encouragement that you gave us. That's where really it paid off, and I really appreciate that response. But typically, they don't have my information, so they don't know how to get in touch with me.
So do you feel fulfilled doing this?
Oh, I love doing this. It's my passion. One of my core values is to be constantly helping the people of the community that I live in and serve and those around the nation.
Well, I'm sure I speak for all of us here when I say thank you so much for your work.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And that was the show's Lauren Gilger speaking with Paul Ellis, who's a mental health volunteer serving now near the Cedar Fire in eastern Arizona.